From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. Following up on an old but not forgotten tip, News Press storyteller Amy Bennett-Williams recently traveled to the historic Ortona Cemetery in rural Glades County in search of artifacts and details of an alleged and obscure murder mystery. While her search didn't exactly lead Williams to what she was looking for, the small cemetery, which includes some graves dating back 100 years, proved to be a treasure trove of touchstones covering a broad spectrum of Southwest Florida's rich history, from Seminole tribesmen to hurricanes.
I've never much cared for murder mysteries, and I can't say I've ever seen a ghost. But years ago, when a self-described paranormal researcher told me there was a murder mystery in plain sight in Glades County, I mentally filed it away under the check that out later category. The details were sketchy, but my source told me that while on an expedition to the Ortona Cemetery way out in the middle of nowhere, he'd come across a murder victim's grave. How did he know? Not because some ghost told him, but because carved right into the headstone was an 800 number that anyone with a tip could call, sort of a graveyard Crime Stoppers hotline. So a few years ago, I decided it was time to open that mental folder back up. Unfortunately, my paranormal researcher had gone to the great beyond. The woman answering the phone at the Glades County Administration Office had never heard of such a grave, but she did suggest I call property appraiser Larry Lucky, the authority on area history. Larry hadn't gotten back to me by the time I set out, but I figured that what with my original source had told me, I could probably find the grave and get the story all by myself. After all, the Ortona Cemetery is not a big place, about 1,000 graves on 32 acres, and I'm not bad at ferreting out details. So I headed to Glades County, population 11,000, tracing the course of the Caloosahatchee past slash pine plantations, rock mines, and vast cattle ranches. Out here, cattle outnumber people by a good margin. The cemetery's not hard to miss. Rising like a miniature city from the sandy, sun-blasted soil, it stretches along the north side of State Road 78. Isolated as the place may be, it was anything but quiet when I stepped out of my Toyota. Melvin Cohens had cranked up sports talk radio on his white Glades County Road Department truck so he could hear it over the noise of the hose he was using. Maintenance falls to his department. Hands encased in disposable gloves, Melvin was sluicing out the restrooms as Uncle Luke, you remember Luther Campbell of Two Live Crew infamy, dissected football plays on air. Melvin seemed startled to see me, almost as if he'd seen a ghost, which I thought might be promising. But when I told him what I was looking for, he shook his head. Never in all the years he's worked there had he seen such a grave or heard such a story, though he welcomed me to see for myself, pulling out a gridded map of the cemetery laid out like a town plat. Melvin seemed glad of the company. He does work out there all by himself. I wondered if it bothers him to be alone all day in a cemetery. Nah, he told me, as a matter of fact, he likes it. My dad's here with me, he said, gesturing west toward a grave near a huge slash pine. I set out on a fairly systematic search, crisscrossing the cemetery from front to back. None of the graves I saw had that storied 800 number. It's possible that I missed the grave in question, but if it's there, it's sure not obvious. Yet what I did see was more than worth the trip. Graves with cowboy boots and barbed wire, graves with faded but full six-packs of Bud Light, graves decorated with wild hogs and flocks of ducks, graves with wedding pictures and beaded Buddhas. Though the official literature says it opened in 1925, there are at least five older graves there, one dating to 1917, fifth-generation native Larry Lucky told me when we finally connected. It's also where some of the victims of the deadly 1926 hurricane are buried. Larry remembers an old man who worked at the cemetery for years telling him that he had dug the trenches. We just dug and dug and dug and laid in the bodies, the old man told Larry. After a couple of hours, I again met up with Melvin, who was tinkering with a tractor. As I picked sand spurs out of my jeans, he offered to show me the simple metal placard marking the cemetery's most famous grave belonging to Billy Bowlegs. Well, not the first most famous Billy Bowlegs, but another Seminole born Billy Fuel, who took the chief's name. A very great man in his own right, Melvin told me. Fuel Bowlegs was a black Seminole who became a tribal historian. People want to see his grave all the time, Melvin told me, and they're always surprised at how plain it is. Plain or not, mystery solved or not, it was well worth the trip.